Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, this is our
alternate Wednesday.
That'll work. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Alternate Wednesday.
Indeed.
So, yes, we are going to bounce between Blog Talk.
Talk of the Blog.
And our Facebook watchers. Okay, as, you know.
We'll talk
we'll
a little
figure
bit.
We'll figure it out.
I'll give you more when it's my spiel.
Yeah.
We shall discuss.
So, anyway, just a quick reminder, we're using ordinary playing cards. I always hold these up so at least the Blog Talk people can see it. And anybody who views the video after the show is finished, they'll know what we're doing with these cards. And I also want to mention that I'm using a 24-card layout for each of the readings. So I just need a moment or two to be able to get them all laid out. It's my personal preference. I prefer it that way, and it's the very same. What?
Finish. Don't worry about what I do with the camera.
And it's
personal
my
preference, so that's why she prefers it. As preferences go.
And it's, I've lost it now.
All right, go ahead.
It also is the very same layout that I use in private sessions. However, bear in mind that when we are private, one-on-one, that I will use many layouts, not simply the one during the show as we're doing. And, you know, also bear in mind, these are just samples. If we were to get into an appointment for a session, then, of course, we're going to dig deeper. And we will then answer many more of your questions. So I think that's my, it looks like that is my end of it there, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd like to remind all you folks out there in Blog Talk land and Facebook land and whatever frickin' land you are, some folks are listening to us on Blog Talk through other services like iHeartRadio and there's other things that they can access our show from. So I say all platforms welcome. If you're international folks out there, please let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs as we see you, and you let us know, of course, too. Like right now, we have Terry Sue in the UK. We got Sophia, who's in Sweden. And so far, that's what I got. And as we get to the rest of the folks when they come, we'll give international shout-outs. It's not at the beginning of the show only. Do not fret. We will work you in. That's what we do. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you shall hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement 100% true when everything's working. So if you ever get moments of silence, I mean like real moments of silence, not like 10 seconds, that's a problem. Something went wrong. Hang up, call back. Usually fixes everything. So silence is not great in this world of Blog Talk shows. You either hear the music before it starts or show while it starts. That's the name of that tune. Facebookers, like Deb mentioned earlier, and we'll talk a little more about that. It is alternate Wednesday, so you're going to get 50% of the love tonight, guaranteed. We'll start out with the phones, and then when the time comes, I'll make a formal announcement that we are going to you folks. Only when the time comes. Don't try to call early because we don't have a holding queue system. If we did, we would put you on hold. It'd be cool, but we don't. So please wait till we say it.
Yeah, and I'm surprised the new portal doesn't come with
it's,
that.
It has
yet.
Nothing to do with portal, Deb. It's Facebook software.
Yeah.
And nothing to do. You can get portal from NASA, and it doesn't matter. It's the Facebook software has to have that for Messenger. So when we do make that announcement, it'll be a messenger call to Deborah Lee. Messenger call to Deborah Lee. But when we, if you're not sure, that means we didn't formally announce it. We'll make sure it's very clear. So do not forget. And we'll wait like a minute or so, you know, whatever it takes, and then we'll go ahead and jump back to phones, back to you guys, back to phones, hence the alternate Wednesday theme. Regardless, and you hear that?
Yeah.
Harp that shall be a little louder. That is a sign that your meeting has come to an end, because it has to, so we can get all the folks in that we can in the short amount of time we're going to be on. That's spreading the love. Make it fair. So please let the reading come to an end when you hear the harp. It's not like halftime or anything, so you can keep on rocking. Now you got it's wrap it. But before you depart, I shall give you a single angel card reading, and it's one of the first cards we've ever used, and they're still oldies but goodies. It's the angel cards that the name has been forgotten, but it's good in that you are going to get a message from at least one archangel. Once in a while, I think there's two in here, not usually. That might be Michael that does that, but you're going to get an archangel message tonight. So please stick around for that, and then we're moving on. Then we got to move on. We got to keep on, keep honing.
I can see that all of you are in good humor.
Humor is good to have.
This evening / morning.
It is good to have humor.
Are
National
you finished?
Square Dance Dean Day today.
Did you already do your thing?
National Chocolate Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. International Jaguar Day. This is for the whole planet, International Jaguar
Day.
Is this
the car or is
it? No, it's the
cat.
Animal. It's the animal. I'm not that impressed with the Jaguar car.
Mm.
It's like a name and the price tag, but when I look at it, it's like, there's a lot of other cars I'd rather have, but that's just me.
So throw out your leftovers day.
Is it?
Yeah. When
that?
In doubt, throw it out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that'll be day 6 if you cooked it on Thursday. So, yeah. Yeah, unless you froze it, obviously. But, you know, if you didn't freeze it, yeah.
In a kitchen.
Eat it or beat it.
I am the sanitation engineer in a kitchen.
Yeah.
And
whatever.
Yeah, I have my protocols. Go ahead.
Yeah. Finish your protocols. What is your protocol?
I was going to say, you will wear a shirt to my table. And what's the other end? Well, of course, there will be no smoking. And what else is the thing?
I don't know.
I guess it's mainly, women know we're going to put a shirt on. But a lot of times men think, hey, I'm just going to show up. You know.
Unless it's picnic outside. Then you don't. That's different.
Yeah.
A beach picnic, when you're cooking out at a beach or something, or at a campsite. Yes, we got you. But anyway, I got some international shout-outs. One to Rachel in Australia. And I believe I saw Cho-Cho in here, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Cho in the UK. There we go. All right, now we're all caught up on our international shout-outs.
I would also like to mention, before we get to the readings, Catherine, thank you. Your card is beautiful. Thank you so much for
thank
that.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate getting that. And I want to mention that this arrived from Terry Sue. Thank you. These boxes are filled with, wonderful smelling goodies. And I'll tell you, I love it. So thank you so much. And these are very sturdy boxes. You're right. I'll be able to put all kinds of loose things in them. So the rest of you, if anybody else wants to exchange presents, let me know. And we'll be happy to. Now, we got that little house here somewhere that we are going to, starting on Friday, put your names in, all right? And we will draw a wiener.
Wiener schnitzel.
Every show, we will draw somebody. And then you will receive in the mail, likely an Amazon gift. Okay.
All right, I have taken care of the scammer. I didn't see him at first, but they were mentioning him, so it's gone.
Is that to me, Rachel?
Scammer got gone. Hey, we got to get the show on the road here, Deb. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could do that. Sure.
Sure. Okay, let's do it then. We'll get it started, and you must jump in. First caller is area code 775, Nevada 775. Welcome to the show.
Bet it's Wendy.
I'll up the volume.
Hello, my friend. So nice to speak with you.
Yes, you too, my dear.
Welcome to be first caller again. We appreciate that.
Hello, Jimbo.
Hello.
Okay, this is what's up. I texted Calvin, the gentleman that I was concerned about not being listed with the government about moving, because I was worried about slip and fall or whatever. And he texted me back, and he texted me some information from the state, but it looks like he's protected. But I'm going to go ahead with him, and Calvin is going to empty my storage unit on Friday morning and then take it over to where I live and put it in my garage and then come into my apartment and take out a lot of boxes. How will this work out? Will I be safe? Everything goes smoothly?
All right. Sounds like a good question.
And it's not complicated. So
no, to kick off the show, very good.
It's going to go smoothly the way she wants it to go.
And it's always nice to know that in advance.
Well, you know, you got people in your personal stuff, and they're valuable to you, and they might be valuable to other people, too. That's what you worry about. So, yes, I understand her concern. She wants it to go smoothly, too. You don't want people to be late and dragging their butt and showing up on time and blah, blah, blah. So let's see what the cards got to say about that.
And no slip and fall issues, please, God.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, does this person have insurance?
Well, I asked him about that, and he texted me back something. I'll forward it to your email if you want to look at it. And I think it's with the state of California, but I think it's liability for him. I don't know, but I'll text it. I will email it to you, and you can take a look at it. That would be great if you would. But
well, we won't have time during the show, but we can look at it later.
Yeah, we won't have time now.
Yeah, it's too hard right now.
So I just hope that end result is it doesn't cost me too much money, and that everybody's safe and happy, and that's it.
You have not negotiated the fee?
You know what you're paying?
You know what? His fee is so reasonable that I accepted it. So, it's $85 an hour, and he'll probably be done in less than three.
Yeah, that's
okay. Well, that's
bad.
Cool. All right,
yeah.
So there you go then. So you kind of know what you got. All right, Deb, cards are down.
Well, I got to tell you, Wendy, this is going to be like poop through a goose. It's going to go so smoothly.
Damn
so,
me.
Yes, it's going to be terrific for you. So, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Yes, and the man, there's a man here. He is very good and careful in the work that he does. Very conscientious, you could say. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably...
He is religious in his text messages to me. And I appreciate that because I am a Christian. And by the way, Jamie, my caregiver, today was her 23rd birthday. And she hinted big time that she really, really, really wanted the Ariel Mermaid doll, which is really expensive on Amazon. But I got it for her, and she acted like, oh, my gosh, you shouldn't have done that, Wendy. But I did. It cost me $5 after all my credits, but it wasn't cheap. It was almost $50. But,
that's a very lovely gift.
Well, I like it, too. It's really cute. So hopefully Jamie will be with me for quite a long time, many years.
Yes, I think so. I think so. And you're a pretty good judge of character there, Ms. Wendy, that I think you know that you will be.
All right, Wendy, real quick.
Thank you.
Here is your angel card, Archangel Jophiel. The subject is patience. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
That's Archangel very nice.
It is. And
yes,
it's from
it
Archangel Jophiel. All right. Well, thank you, Wendy, for holding and being caller number one. We thank that. We like it.
Yes. Very nice. Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Well, thank you. Think positive thoughts for me on Friday, please.
Friday.
Absolutely.
There's the answer I was looking
for.
Friday.
And I'll
see
that email. You can look at it. I hope you respond after you look at it. Thank you.
We'll see
thank
what we can do. Well, we will be here Friday for Rebel Card Friday. That is a tradition. So, indeed. All right. You got anything in depth that you need to squeak out before we go to the next color? No.
I don't think so.
Well, then let's just keep. Next caller. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
It's Alternate Wednesday. Facebook Messenger, Deborah Reedy. Now, I'm saying it like that because I'm typing too. It is your turn, folks. And then we will go take the next caller.
The tree isn't lit up. because the dog, one of the dogs, keeps.
I know which
the,
one it is.
Well, the plug off.
Well, because she locks them in here.
Yeah. Oh, look at there.
Not your volume's not on here. You don't have speakers, so take that in mind.
Hello. Hi. It looks cold. Oh, I bet. Do you have snow?
Nobody
no, I
will
hope
hear
they
that.
Can hear.
Well, you chose to pull up on the computer, not your portal.
So it looks like you're at work. Okay, I hope you all can hear her. I forgot to bring my speakers in.
Yeah, but you could have used that.
What? Oh, that, yeah.
That's what you were supposed to have used.
Should I do that now? I'll tell you what. Hold on. All I have to do is plug this in.
See, I plugged it in already. Did you unplug it?
I did.
Oh. Oh, don't worry. And the next thing, next disaster will be the water. The water will get spilled.
Now, do you work all night long?
Yep. I'm here from 5 p.m. until 4 a.m.
Wow. Are you, like, on the road?
No, I'm just, we just sit here in our DS.
She's going to have to hang up and call again in a second.
She's trying to see some of the trucks behind you, but not much.
Mainly, I see you.
Yeah, that's
all you need to worry about.
I'm having a devil of a time. I have no idea, Deb. It was plugged in. Why did you unplug it?
God. These things aren't... All right, I got it plugged in. I will need you to call me back in a minute, or I'll call you, okay?
Why don't you call me? I'm going to switch gears.
All right, do that. All right. Yeah, I used
to... Shut that so you can put it on top.
Yes, sir.
No, I feel like I have to tell you these things.
Many years ago, I used to work from like 7 at night until 4 in the morning and had two little kids at home. And, ooh, it was rugged, but it was a pretty good job. Now we have to wait for it to...
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do indeed.
We're getting there. Looks really cold where she is, which is somewhere in, around
Illinois, Wisconsin area, right? So yeah, that would be chilly.
I'm not quite there yet. It's only 36 Fahrenheit here. Don't you love it?
This isn't my show. I had that thing plugged in, ready to roll.
We are aware. I'm just having trouble bringing it up.
That shouldn't be her because you told you were going to call her back. So that's probably somebody else who that one they will not be able to get through. What do you normally do right
usually
now?
It comes. Here, it's
so
coming.
So it was still loading.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. That's all right, folks. There's no clock here. We're not going to run out of time. No.
Excuse me.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is alcohol-free, but that's a shame.
And Jim is having a dry night.
Well, this ain't my thing here.
They ain't mine either.
No, this ain't my thing.
Well, sing for us. Jeez.
No, I'm talking about... Stop unplugging shit.
Excuse me. I should have...
Should have left everything the way it was, not brought your computer in, left the portal sitting here, and we'd probably be done with her reading.
But well, the thing is stuck, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Uh-oh, we got a new picture. I don't think that helps.
I've been working on the railroad. If all the MFing day long. Do something.
Like what?
This is your Whamadine portal that you had to get, so it's got to be the greatest thing ever to work right now, right?
It should have come up by now.
Okay.
So,
flip it, slide it, do it, do something.
Flip what? It's frozen. It's stuck.
Well, that's unacceptable there, first of all.
I don't know.
You can go back to the other thing and just, they don't need to hear her, I guess.
Throw it out the window.
Well, I don't know. What did it look like when you unplugged it?
It looked like a plug.
No, the screen.
Oh, the screen was the screen where you would.
Sure, because it was.
Yeah.
The last thing I did was it said, can I restart to do updates? And I said, sure.
Well, maybe that's what it's doing.
Oh, if you unplugged it during updates, then we could probably throw it in the garbage. That was my thing there. That's why I was asking.
I was not aware that we were doing. We're going to go back to Teresa and just.
You guys just will have to not hear her.
Well, could the microphone go closer?
Let's see what else we can screw up.
Hi.
Hey.
Where are you? I see you.
In my truck.
You know, we can't get the other thing to work, so if you're able to speak loudly, that will help.
Yeah. Me speak loudly? Are you kidding?
Hey,
welcome to the show, and who do we have on the line?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I don't know how to talk to you. How do I talk to you? How do I talk to you? I'm on my, should I be talking on the phone? On the phone? Okay. So I'm talking to you on the phone. I have the phone in my hand.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm watching you on Facebook as well.
Yeah, turn the Facebook thing down.
All right, I'll turn the... Okay, cool. So I just turned off the speaker on the Facebook. I love your setup. You are like Santa and Mrs. Claus. Your light around you is just fantastic, by the way. This is Eileen in Miami, Florida. Can you hear me now? Because I don't hear you at all. Eileen, but I don't hear you at all. How come I don't hear you? Okay, now I hear you.
All right.
We had an operator error.
All right, now I hear you speaking to me on the phone. Can you hear me? Because I don't hear you live.
No, we hear you.
Yeah, it's all good. We're on. Pretend it's just like phone call and a buddy at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question for you. I applied to 2 art festivals in February, and I'm waiting to hear from 3 different guys to be the ones to help me set up the shows. Do you see them coming forth in the next week? Because one of them I have to pay my booth spot, and the other one I have to buy the booth spot.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So I'm going to take a moment. And Jim will talk with you while I'm looking at your cards.
So you got 3 different guys that are factoring in for this art show. Is that what you're saying? 3 different folks?
Yeah. I called 3 different people, correct, and I'm waiting for them to call me back and make the arrangements in their lives so that they – one's a lawyer. He has to see if there's any jury duty dates. Another one might be traveling, and then another one, I haven't heard back from him.
So you only need one of them? Though to come through for the art show,
I have 2 art shows and they're 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, but you need one guy of these 3 that to make this happen.
Well, no, I could use 2 for each show.
Oh, okay, I got you. So if you want to see who's coming through on these 3, gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Ah, ooh, 3 different men, Deb.
Ooh, I like those odds.
Well. But they got their, sound like they're very, very busy. That's why she's asking. They got a lot of stuff going on in their lives. So she wants to see if 1, 2, 3 is coming through for this. What do you got?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, it came through like ba-bam,
ba-bam.
Just like emerald, ba-bam, right on the top. It's going to turn out very well for you. Now, it's not showing me any face cards, but my feeling is I think you're going to get a good response. And there's a lot of like joyfulness on your part, like, yay, I'm going to celebrate and really make this festival hum for you. And it's going to. I think you're going to come away from these events with a lot of really good leads for people wanting to explore further with you on what they, how do I put it, like, you know what I mean,
in
where
the,
they're going to, yeah, for work that they want done or
connections and
that kind of thing, yeah.
So you don't really, you can't really see one, two, or three of these guys coming through, but obviously something's coming through if you see it going down.
Oh, I do. Up here it's saying it's all going to go
swimmingly. So it's going to happen. You just
swimmingly.
You just can't nail down the question about one, two, three.
Right now, I would be
like
thinking
that.
All three of them.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's big time. That's pretty, that's winner, winner, chicken dinner. She nailed
I three. Would think that would be, that if these were my cards, that's what I'd be thinking. Wow.
Okay.
Everybody's going to come through for me.
Okay, so what? There was a one art show there. There was supposed to be three shows. Actually, there's four. There's two in February and one in March. And the second show I was supposed to do when I put my application in August, I forgot to hit the pay button for the $3, so it never went through. So before you have to pay for the application, you know, like the jury fee, and the application deadline opens on November 14th, and I thought I already paid it. And I go back in there, and it's still sitting in my shopping cart. So I wrote a letter to the lady.
Yeah.
And I said, can you make an exception for me, please? Because I've been doing the festival for 5 years. I was their festival poster artist. I live in the same town. Do you think she's going to make an exception for me, or I'm just going to have to let it go?
No, I think she'll make an exception for you. I really do. She'd be kind of ridiculous to not. You know what I mean? Because you're a go-getter.
Go-getter.
Yeah, and she has very fond feelings for you. So I
okay.
think you'll, yeah.
Will I hear from her this month?
I think so. I
okay.
do think so. I know you're,
well,
you come through in my cards like this. We are the kind that want things to happen right now. You know, we have to wait for, because once we are on a creative streak, we want everything to just come together immediately.
What did she ask?
If the lady would get a hold of her yet this month.
This month has just a couple days left.
Yeah, well, I'm...
Well, I'm talking even December.
30 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, there you go. I just wanted to make sure, because this month is like...
Okay.
Month, yeah. All right. All right.
Here's before
okay.
Jim, before Jim...
Thank you, guys. All right.
I just want to let you know you have a huge project coming to you in, I'm going to say, the first part of 2024. Huge.
Fantastic.
Major recognition, great big bucks, and it's going to really put you on the map in many ways. I know you already are, but we mean like the bigger map.
The next step.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
And you know who's decorating her house? It's too bad she's at the other end of the country. It would be, what's her name? Jennifer Lopez. They have a... They bought this new mansion, and I read an article that said, we just wish that we could find an up-and-comer to match our designer furniture to bring us designer art. And
oh,
here
my God. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to look her up and send her some of my commissions that I've done for designer furniture. And I just came out with a line of textile fabrics for pillows.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? You got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
And
nothing
everything
to lose.
But just remember.
I'll take your lead. I'll take your lead, Jennifer Lopez, right?
And just remember, though, she's a fussy little one, you know.
Yeah.
So make sure you take your patience pills.
All right. Real quick.
Yeah.
Your subject of your angel card reading is Crystal Clear Intentions, and it's from Archangel Michael.
Mm.
And he says, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
There it is. There it is. And sometimes, you know, I've got to tell you, sometimes the higher power, you know, the universe, God, however you want to think of source, sometimes really wants to test us. when we have major abundance in front of us. And the more you have stick-to-itiveness, determination, and by God, you're going to make it happen. That's when it all comes together. And it's in
that's
your
my,
heart.
That's my, yes. That is my birthright. That is my way of living.
Well, there you go. I love that.
Well, awesome. And thank you very much for calling and holding patiently because you held a long time. All right. We are opening.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Oh, she's still listening.
I don't think she needs luck, though.
No, but she's
got talent.
There's no such thing as too much luck. You know?
Oh, that's true. I wouldn't turn it
messenger
down.
Messenger now, Deborah Lee.
Yes.
Floor is open to the Facebook.
Oh, wait. Now, what is this thing?
Just see what happens.
See where it is? No, that's not
That's
it.
Just different happy screens.
There we go.
Well, yeah, but it should have popped up automatically if somebody called anyway while it was on. So you
wanted
to do that.
Nobody's called.
Well, yeah, just relax. Relax. Do it. All right, we've only got a couple minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. And who's Tara? Tara Louise.
Yeah, we're opening the Facebook.
Oh, hold
never
on,
mind.
Tara.
We got one. Go ahead, take it.
Oh, here she is. All right.
Shut that.
Well, hello there, Miss Sophia.
Hello, hello.
Oh,
cancel it.
I
will put the message out on Facebook. The window is closed. We are doing a reading. Sorry, folks. No more messenger calls.
Okay. Where is?
Oh, you just hung up.
Yeah, but I think I'd lost her anyway. Okay, Sophia, where are you?
I didn't think you needed to hang up.
There she is. No, I think I intermingled those.
Nope.
See.
Nope. Not now.
Kara will be with you.
No, nobody else. Just Sophia. We had to hang up.
She's doing an audio call. Yeah.
That's fine. That's her call. Answer it.
Hello. Oh, I thought I did.
There we go.
Hi, hon.
Hello again.
Yes. Okay, good to hear from you. And how cold are you up in Sweden?
I am keeping myself quite cozy and warm.
Oh, that's nice. That sounds so lovely. Because we're still... go ahead.
I think if people say you're cold, then you get even more cold. And I'm like, I like the cold, so I keep myself pretty warm.
Well, I think being that far up north, you better like the cold, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Up to 11 years, I think. I
would agree very much with you. So tell us, what is on your mind, your lovely mind this evening?
I would like to know if you see any travel plans for me.
Oh, where are you thinking of going?
Thinking of going home.
Kara!
Don't yell.
Putting it in here over and over.
You're thinking of going home. Where is home for you?
India.
Okay. India. All right. And your question?
My question is just if I see any travels.
See if you'll actually go?
Yes.
Okay.
No, to where are we going?
To India to see her family.
Oh, that would be, that's a big journey.
From where she is?
Okay. Yeah, well, she knows. I don't have to tell her, but yeah, that's a bit. All right, well, I'm going to do it.
Are you seeing somebody, Sophia?
Yes,
ma'am. It's here, I see. How is it going? Pretty good?
It's good.
Well, that's nice. All right, I'm still putting them down.
Card's going down.
Now, I believe that you will, and there seems to be like some maybe domestic disturbances around this trip. But is that involving your family members? Is there, and it couldn't even, maybe isn't even happening yet, but it could be coming up. These are like three of diamonds. It's like minor disagreements, people, you know, petty issues, people not getting along well. that could meet you at the end of this trip that you would take, that you might find.
Yeah.
So that would be something to definitely pay attention to. Want you to know that this new man in your life really cares about you a great deal. He didn't ask, but I had felt I had to throw that in there.
He's old.
Oh, he's an old love?
Yes.
Well, that's always beautiful when people can find their way back to each other. I really do cheerlead that. So it looks to me, though, that you don't know if you should go or not go. Your cards indicate that you could go, but just beware that is this where your parents are in India, or who's they're there?
Yes.
And I get the feeling they don't quite approve of some of your lifestyle. Okay. Well, you know what, though? It's a new world, a new lifetime. You know, we're all having to adjust to, what was it we were just talking about, Tim, about how, different cultures and stuff, some struggle to understand. You come from a culture that when I watch program, I like to watch a lot of reality shows, and there's often a lot of people from India there. And those people, the elders, really cling to the traditional values and, you know, society. And so they don't understand you, but I think you know that. They would love for you to settle down.
That's like another thing. It's like when I go down, they're like, so when are you getting married? And then the next thing, when are you going to have kids?
Get married, have children, cook food, and clean house. You know.
Oh, dear, not me.
And so, you know, they worry. Their worry comes out as like criticism, not understanding that you're a modern woman, you know, and you're out there making your own way. Now, this guy you're with, you know, he could end up marrying you.
Oh, that would be nice.
So he does look to the future. Have you thought about taking him with you?
No.
Well, I think that would really stir up some dust back home if you showed up with a man.
With a Viking man, yes.
So I see that you're working very hard at your business. Things are going to start to get better in the new year. Right now everybody's focusing on holidays and, you know, paying their bills, being able to afford heat and that kind of thing. So my business is kind of wobbly too, but it always gets better once we start moving into the new year. So Jim's got
The subject is passion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Archangel Hanael. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career.
Oh, thank you, Bimbo.
Certainly. Well,
I think that's a good one.
It's actually not for you.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's
trust
a
and follow
good
your
one.
Renewed passion in your love life and career. Trust and follow both.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I've noticed you are really bringing expansion into your work, and I love that. I really do. So you and I will be able to talk sometime. You might be able to take a method or a field that you study that is like a signature method for you, and you might be able to combine it with these cards. I'm always open to things like that. So maybe we'll come.
Okay. To working with you too.
Yes, me too. Okay. And that will be coming soon. It likely will happen after the holidays, because that's kind of a crazy.
All right.
Crazy time. Okay, honey, you take care.
Yes.
Stay warm
so
and speed.
Yes, stay warm.
And speed.
I will.
We love hearing from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Bye. She is the most cheerful person ever. Should we go to,
Area code 520, Olisa. Been holding forever.
I know. And we've missed you.
Forever and ever and ever she's been holding. Good hour. So anyway, well, here's, now is your time. Have at it.
Yeah.
I enjoy your show. I enjoy listening. And thank you. Yeah, I took the grandson back, and it was, you know, someone said, oh, you can't be running from place to place. Well, I don't. It just naturally happens, you know. Santa was there, so we had to stop for Santa. We had to stop and get new shoes, and it was just nonstop.
Yeah.
And
so, the year of busy, crazy stuff.
Maybe you can take a breath now.
That's right. Take a
I
breath.
Know. I went to work out this morning, and then I went to talk to some people that were painting on canvas. And then I crawled into my place and fell into the chair and went to sleep. That's nice. How are you guys? I bet you guys are having
a lot of
fun.
It's all good.
Yeah, we're doing great for the time of year and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let it rip.
Yeah. Hard to be my upcoming, like next few weeks, I guess. Nothing's changed. Everything's the same. We have dinners to all of us. We go to group things together, or not together, but the same group, you know, settings.
Things are going well. We haven't heard from you in a few days. So,
well,
I have caught
up with my grandson. We're joined at the hip, and he's older now. So it's more time spent, just running from thing to thing with him. And, but we're, you know, nothing's really changed though, you know, making dinners,
yeah.
Like we go to dinners and so nothing's gotten negative.
Well, you know, that's the thing too. When people can clear the air and honestly share how they feel, even if it's in a heated argument, it really good things can come from that.
What a
Some of the psychology people call it the honeymoon phase, but it doesn't have to just be this short little period where everything seems wonderful. It can, you know, it can actually be a new beginning. So what would you like to know?
Well, is it through the card show uneventful, whatever,
yeah.
Is life just going to continue as it has been?
So she wants a look ahead.
Yeah. Have you thought of a Christmas present for him?
I think sometimes people, none of us are living at the level of, I don't even know who to say. Trump is probably destitute. But, you know, none of us that I know are living at the level of being rich. And so, but some of us, I think for the person that has everything that they want, it's kind of hard to figure out. Because, you know, it's all consumerism. And I mean, I'm in it for my grandson. You know, I definitely want, I know what to get him. But, you know, if someone were to ask me what I want, I would say, I have to think hard about it. Hard. And so I'll have to give that some thought. I'm not sure. Maybe a swift kick in the pants.
Well, does he wear any kind of jewelry? Some men like to wear.
God, no. Like the mafia? The ring. Does he wear the ring?
Just the ring. Just the ring. Right.
Yeah, we're going to carry Sue. That's a fabulous idea. She just said that we should all do a show, get together on Zoom or Messenger and talk about random stuff with a cuppa and a slice of cake, coffee morning or night.
You do realize there's a guy here.
And what about it?
That doesn't sound exciting to a guy.
Well, put a skirt on and pretend you're...
That doesn't mean I have to be here for that.
Yeah.
I could go watch football somewhere.
Yes, you're right. You can.
You guys want to do chick things?
Yes,
I
see that everything is going to continue as it is, even more so now that it's just the two of you. So I don't see any problems here at all. You know, but you may want to be prepared with some little thing because I think he's planning a gift for you.
I can't even imagine what that would be because we, you know, people get to the point where they have, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless it's a swift kick in the pants for him, I could box that up. Do they sell those things?
You know, I bet somewhere out there there's some kind of gimmicky gift that is that. I bet now in the world we live in today,
you know
or Easter or something.
They used to sell singing telegrams, you know, then they could sing at the door and say, okay, now turn around and bend over. Here's your swift kick.
How about a pair of edible underwear?
Oh, it has to be sex, of course.
Well,
it can't be anything else.
I'm thinking of something he'd get a kick out of.
Jeff, you have to write a book. I swear to God, the things that you think of, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Would it be the swinging boxers or the other way?
You know,
well, that would be
Christmas.
You could get him a real cute pair. Does he wear boxers or is he more into briefs?
He wears those things that you men wear, the men.
Well, you know, the things.
I don't know what they're called. They're not bicycle shorts, but they're kind of styled like bicycle shorts.
They're like those jockey things.
Oh, my husband wore those.
They're kind of like in between.
They were tighter. They weren't boxers.
They're in between. They're like kind of a combination of the two.
They kind of had a bit of a kangaroo pouch.
They're like in between the two. Well, it depends on the brand and how tight they are. If they're loose fitting, they don't need the pouch.
Well, they sell some really cute ones.
Yeah, that's what we guys want. We want cute underwear. That's what we want.
Well, what would you want?
I'm a guy. Well, like you said, if the guy's into freaking watches or necklaces or jewelry, some guys are. If he's into cooking, you could get him cooking stuff. If he's into car, get him car stuff. Sports. I mean, it's wild. It depends what the guy's into, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Think of his interest.
Yeah, what does he like to do? You know, stuff like that. Or what does he say? Oh, I sure wish I had that. Or what does he admire if you was in stores and shit, you know?
I don't know. He's not a consumer dude, you know? He did say to me, came. He asked me if I would sign a contract.
Regarding...
Did you guys watch 90 freaking Shades of Grey Stupidity or something?
Don't say that. I love that show.
The Dom will all bend over and suck nipples. You know, it's like the stupid ass. I can't even believe that show made money.
I loved it.
Oh, my God.
It's a contract for what? For love?
Well, we were... being goopy goppy with each other, and he did say that. And then I said a contract.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I love it.
That's weird.
And then as we continued talking, I said, "Oh yeah, I'll sign one with you." And so,
because
here we are.
Well, I love it. I think that's a big step.
Signing a contract is a big step.
But think of it, a marriage, what do they call it? A marriage certificate is a contract.
Yeah, it is.
Or prenup. Or
Yeah.
Why would you need that?
I do commitment ceremonies, and a lot of times people want to prepare a contract that each will sign.
Well, that's at a real ceremony thing. I mean, just... I don't get it, but you guys roll. It sounds like a chick thing, whatever.
Well, they could put in their damages, like if one of us cheats on the other, it'll cost you $5,000.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be binding. That's good luck in court on that. You might
put a quarter. Put a quarter in the jar.
You might as well put it on toilet paper. You can wipe your ass with it. Tell ya. But like I say, if that thing's a good idea, she's a chick. You guys check out. Have fun with your contracts.
Well, I do like it. Unique ideas.
Well, then go for it.
He's thinking of what he can buy you. And first thought that came to me was like a ring or a necklace.
Women are kind of easy.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah.
Why is that shocking?
Don't you wear any jewelry?
Yeah, it's jewelry. You always buy women jewelry.
Oh, well, okay. When you said ring, I was wondering.
He had marriage, of course, because that's all there is in life.
It could be a promise ring. Yep. Grown-ups do that.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm.
Or it could be some kind of birthstone. You know, you could get them like a really nice keychain. I don't know, people. Come on, help me with.
Well, yeah, it depends on what kind. Like,
okay. I think I know what to do. You know,
she's got time to bring.
I like the idea of the swift kick in the pants, though. Speaking of swift,
You could do a gag gift with a real gift combination.
Okay, that's cute. That's cute.
Yeah,
that's
nothing wrong with a gag gift as long as you got the real one. You know,
Wrong
with that.
Go to Spencer.com. Spencer's.
But you can just Google. There's like everybody's.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can just Google.
Even Amazon,
the pants gifts.
Amazon actually sells sex toys. And,
well, because it has to be back to sex, you know.
No, I didn't realize they have one.
Got to go back to that. That's the only pleasant present we can buy a guy. Buy something that's tangible that he can use. How about that on Christmas?
How about what do they call
them?
Save
the sexy shit for Valentine's Day and stuff.
The camel thing, that camelback.
Yeah, but he's got to be into that stuff.
But he likes going bike riding and hiking, and wouldn't he like to have
Does
that?
Does he hike to the point of having a backpack with gear?
No.
It's water in the thing.
Do you guys go hiking? Do you guys carry water? Like,
you know,
like
I'm getting an idea. I'm getting an idea.
Because, that's a different ball.
And I even had, I think I had the idea when I was sitting in his kitchen while we were putting together the potluck dish. And I thought, I should get him one of those things, you know, when I was in his kitchen.
Yep.
And
well, now you know.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is draw back on what you've seen and stuff like that. And you'll figure it out. Women do a good job buying gifts. They don't fuck that up. You women are really good at that. You don't usually screw that up.
No, we tend to be pretty good at
that. You guys are good at that. I always trust a chick's going to buy. If a chick tells you to buy something for another chick, you do it because she knows.
Now, Terry Sue, our lovely young wife from England, the land of the Ings, she suggests that you explore something called Love Honey.
It must be a company website.
She said it opens up a whole new world of toy inventions, which right there made me think of Honey Dust. Remember from NCIS?
Nope.
That's the gift that DiNozzo and what's his name? Mark Harmon on the show always gave. It's like you could.
Gave what?
Honey Dust.
I don't know what it is. To who?
To women, and then they would like.
I don't even know what that.
Put it like if it was on their neck and stuff, they could lick it off.
I don't know. I don't remember that episode.
Oh geez, remember the one where he got the plague?
I don't remember that part in that show.
They were in they were doing their biological showers.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay, I mean I remember that part, but I don't remember them talking about honey dust. But anyway, back to the freaking.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, get back.
So, Love Honey, I'm going to go there myself tonight.
Well, you do that.
Yeah, so.
You do the voodoo that you do.
What do you got? Everything looks great for you, hon.
So you don't see any major catastrophes?
Nope.
No news, good news?
No,
you know how that works in life.
Things are going great.
Subject of your angel card reading is take back your power from Archangel Raziel. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life.
There you go.
So it's not like power, like struggling to overcome somebody. Take back your power to make good things happen in your life.
Right.
Thank you.
Which is being
thank you.
Focusing and all that stuff. You got to believe. Got to believe.
You got to believe.
I think you've taken us to the finish line. We extended the show a little bit, folks, but it's not a Friday.
Gosh.
Oh, that's cool. We appreciate you holding for an hour and whatever. That was a long time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And you know where to find us. We shall be back Friday for Rebel Card Friday, folks. Everybody else out there, it's not one of those shows that we take like 90-plus minutes in the middle of the week like that. We just can't. Morning comes early.
He has cows to milk in the morning, the pigs to slop.
I got stuff to do and get it done and get on the road and make sure I'm at work early.
That's true.
Well, not early, just on time, you know. Yes, indeed. So.
Well, this has been great. I'm so glad you touched base with us there, Lisa. We've missed you. Glad to know everything's going well. Is she on hold?
Yeah, they're like, oh, all right. They can all hear us.
Okay.
Indeed, they can.
Yes, so we're going to be back Friday.
Rebel Card Friday.
I'm not sure about tomorrow, but Friday for sure.
Yeah, we got stuff to do tomorrow, though.
And Friday, I think, is December 1st.
Probably, but we got some shiz to do tomorrow. But well, I don't know, whatever. Friday for sure. That's all I say. Friday for sure. Don't even.
And
call.
You guys are terrific. And Terry Sue, are adorable. You really are. And I'd love to have a picture of you when you go to the, what did you say, flip the switch, or it's the Christmas, they light the lights. But they have a really unique way of saying it, doing the switch.
I don't fucking, what are you looking at me for?
Yeah, where we just...
I don't know. What,
it's just called grand illumination.
Well, that's
here.
What they call the one when they do it in the cities, when they light up the whole city. You know, you call it what you want, girls. I can call it turning the frickin' lights on if I want. You know, you call it what you want, you know.
Light switch on. I love that.
Good night, sweet time. Lots of pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish.
Yes. Lots of pleasant dreams. Every dream comes true. Looking forward to seeing you and hearing you. Bye-bye now.